man. But I don't know if I can do it without this fan, boss. I don't know if I can. You, welcome back to another episode of the EDC podcast. Yo, John, you in this, John? You still in this, John? I ain't do one in the Grizz, in the Grizzly Adams. Let me pull up the John there. I ain't do one in a minute. Tell me if that fan really burning you out. Cause I wanted to hear the playback, but I don't know if it's gonna play back loud enough where it's like hold on. Matter of fact, I can hear it now. You can't hear that playback, right? To the video playing like twice. I gotta get my sound right. I've been in the crib 2 months now. Me and Terry been in this joint, and I did like one pod. The reason I'm doing one now, cause like, in the midst of everything, I had two people within the last week just be like, "Yo, when you doing your joint again?" It's two people, not that much, but still, it's enough. You know what I mean? It's enough. I'm like, I might as well get back with the get back. I don't think it's doubling back. I don't think it's playing back twice, which is clutch. What's up with the peoples then? What's up, John? Little got Molly in this. Molly getting into his bag. I'm on pre-daddy duty right now. I'm washing the baby clothes. There's a couple things going on. Bro. I'm chilling, man. I gotta drop some LBs. That's it. That's the only thing I've been up. I need to get up to, you know what I mean, other than the baby stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to start hooping again, for real, for real. I might start going to the park a little bit more, but I should say. I ain't been to the park. Or to a court, period, indoor or outdoor. I don't know how long. It's been like a minute, like. It's been a minute, bro. I ain't hooping a while. I see Matt be hooping all the time. Even it look like Cook be hooping too. I ain't do nothing in a minute. It's bad out here. I blame Satira. I ain't gonna lie to you. I blame wife. I blame it in the heartbeat. Cause it's like, that's if you start talking. That's when me and the boys stop hooping around and all that. Like, we still link every now and again, but. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watch my little cousin play, he in summer league right now. I watch him play a summer league game. And after that, like watching him play the summer league game, I'm like, ooh, like I'm itching. I might be coaching once a baby girl get up to that age. I might be coaching. That's how I felt. Because I'm watching him play and I'm like, dang. Like, one of the young boys, they know the game of ball. But everybody else, they was like bugging me not knowing the game. And I'm like, oh. Come on, man. Like, I might have to coach when she get up there. No bull. But nah, I need to get back to hooping. Like, after that, after watching his game and all that, like, we were just shooting around. I'm like, oh, hold on. I mean, like, tween behind the back. I throw him a couple dimes. I'm like, yo, I still can move a little bit. I'm like, hold up, yo. Hold up, I can still shoot the rock. I'm alright, you mean, like, it ain't nothing too bad with my game. Only thing I ain't do to stay for basketball is run. That's the only thing I ain't do for real. That I can't just walk back into it. Hold on, let me make sure I do this nigga around, cause the niggas be acting goofy. But no, like I said, I'm just on daddy duty right now, bro. Your baby girl one now, right? Am I tripping? She a year old. You been going through it. I'm about to get there. Right? I ain't tripping out. I just can't. 2 in October. God damn. Oh yeah, you been going. The only thing I ain't do yet that I was talking to you about is getting this Striz. I ain't get the Striz yet. 2 in October, bro. God damn. That's nasty. 2 in October. Niggas is really dumb old out this job. 2-year-old in October is crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. That's crazy, bro. No cap. No, God damn. That's crazy. You know what it feel like? Because I was thinking about it the other day. Like, this going through this pregnancy with Satara is like, time is like, I told this to my friend Bo before. It's like, it feels like now, time, I could see time. You feel that? Do you feel that? Like, with, in your kid, like, it's a legit time watch. I was talking to my friend Bo, but I'm like, it always felt like once you hit 21, it feels like, dang, time is being rushed a little bit, just as a 21-year-old. But now, like, if you throw a kid involved, now it's like, that's 18 years right there. Time's ticking down. It's like, that's the 18 right there. Boom. That's how I low-key see it. It's not a bad thing. It's just like, you see it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know. I bet. Hold on, let me see. Can I mute this? I bet it feels like it feels like I'm already on a time crunch where it's like, dang, all right, we got 3 years, or let me see, 4 years till the question start up, maybe. Then it's like, after that 4 years, you got 2 years to be in schooling, like legit schooling, grad school. And then you got 12 years after that until we go on to college time. 4 years until college is done. Maybe 3 to 4, hopefully, realistically. Well, I don't know about how things fly now. Like, niggas ain't really looking to get married like that no more. Not that they're not looking to. It's just it's less and less, like, every year. And we on the side of it where we got to be, like, we there the whole way through. Like, it ain't like we got young boys that we could just chalk it as soon as they, you mean? Not that you would chalk it, but, like, ain't like we could just, oh, man up type thing. It's like, no, we to the grave with this one. We to the grave with these, Jones. No kizzy, bro. To the grave. Like, that's where we at. Like, it ain't no messing around with that. Like, I feel like, and I'm speaking speculation. Like, you know what it is. You already in it. I ain't even in it yet. I'm as close as can be, but I ain't in it yet. You already in it. So, like, this all just my 2 cents of where I'm standing from right now. Like, it's a lifetime. That's a lifetime thing right here. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you had a son, you could be like, you teach him until he's gonna have to be tested by himself, and then you just there when he need you. But now it's like, you there. You gotta be there for the rest of your life, to the day you die. You might have to die for baby girl. You will have to test your life every time something go wrong. It's crazy. I gotta get the stress. That's how I feel, man. I was just thinking about it the other day, just like, niggas gotta, you mean? I ain't gonna say nothing drunk, cause that's drama. Niggas gotta, I'm ready to split the world in half. Just to eat a breakfast sandwich without worrying about it. You know what I'm saying? That's where my mental's going. My mental's been going there for a while now. Like, I'm about to have my hands in everything. Just cuz. If it get bad, crack might be a thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to risk it all. Just to make sure the Pampers stay coming in. That's how I feel, bro. No lie. Like, looking at trees and all, I'm like, oh, no. It gotta go. It gotta be there. But No, man, I ain't been on his joint, and I don't know how long. And it's like, I'm realizing why. I'm glad I'm back on now, just because it's not something I wanted to throw away, like doing this pod. That's why I'm doing this. Yeah, man. You be on heights, though, bro. You be on nasty heights. Like, I remember you posted that joint when you was on that bridge with all the spokes. Oh. I like the gig itself, I'm sure I could do the job itself. But the level of heights you have to get to. Oh, man. I need a shot thinking about it. I need a few to even consider it. Yeah, that joint. I passed by it, just looked up like, oh, he was up there. Sweating for the rest of the ride home. Hour 20. Sweating that whole hour 20. I'm like, yeah. Got that, gang. Oh, man. Nah, but this joint, I'm talking stupid about it, but it's been a solid time. Like, we haven't really had any curveballs or issues dealing with this pregnancy. Like, it's been a, from my perspective, Tara could tell you, she probably could tell you different, you know, she actually carrying, you know what I'm saying? But we only been to the spittle emergency wise like once, ain't really had to worry about nothing. And that was cool. Like, it was just, that was just like worry, you know, first time parents just worry something about, you know, I think Satara said she didn't feel like the baby moving for a while. So we just freaked out a little bit and then we went up to the spittle. But other than that, little hiccup, that was recent, you know what I'm saying? We 8 months in. That was recent. You know what I mean? That was nothing. So like, it was light work. So nah, man, it's been a solid rule. I honestly am like ready. Not ready, but, and if people keep asking me that, like, are you ready? Nigga, I don't know. I'll find out when it happens. But I'm saying, I'm like, I'm done waiting for it to happen. Let me say that. I'm done waiting for it to happen. I'm ready to just be presented with the baby. I'm ready to be presented with the baby. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily ready to parent. I don't know. Yeah, it's such a weird thing to go into, because it's like, rather you ready or not, it's here. It's coming. That's what it is. Like, whether you ready or not, it's here, man. It's here. So I don't know. I'm gonna freak out maybe. I worry. Some pops be just dipping out. I did worry, like, if that's like a thing, like that happens. Like, baby come out and you just go and just freak out. Like, you know how some mom go through postpartum and stuff like that. I worry, like, dang, what if dads that be dipping out really be like, they really freak out and something happen mentally, like they just snap and dip. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that's going to be a thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's an actual thing that just go, oh, just go get some milk, never to be seen again. Nah, I doubt it. But I don't know, man. Who am I to say? My first one right here. First one. I have no idea to say. But no, like I said, I'm watching the baby clothes right now. And using, what's it called? Bleth? Breach? I forget what it's called. It's the sensitive skin, John. Oh, the delivery is crazy. Different appreciation. I feel that. Did you watch the whole thing now? Did you watch it happen? I don't. I ain't gonna lie to you. I think I'm gonna be up top, kind of just holding the hand. Hopefully they let me. Or do the doctors usually get you out the way and it'll be like, hey, you stay over here, Dad. Like, how involved are you? How involved are you with the procedure? But I'm curious, man. If I don't want to have to catch the baby. I don't think I catch the baby, right? I don't think I do. If you're catching the baby, that's... I don't think I'm worthy. I don't think I'm worthy to catch that baby. That's nasty, man. Hold on, let me see. I put this on PUBG. Did I put this on PUBG? No, man. How involved are you though? Cause I'm legit curious about that. Like, cause one show y'all know told me that the nurses usually handle everything. They usually just tell the dad get out the way and they just look pretty in the corner. That's what she told me. But I wonder if that's just case by case. Like if the dad looks strong enough, they gonna be like, "Oh, dad, squat up, hands like this, get ready, it's coming." You mean I don't want to look that strong. I don't want to look like I can handle. Cause if I fumble that baby first thing, that's the last thing I want to do. Fumble the baby first thing. That'd be a I hope the hood won't leave. Oh, you was big involved. Oh, man. You was all the way in there. John said, he held the baby leg. You held the baby leg while the baby... Wait, no. The baby come out here first. Oh, you held your girl leg. I'm thinking... I'm thinking you pulling baby out, but babies don't come out feet first. You have the girl leg and had the breathing and all that. Okay. Hey man, look, I know I'm a tear up. I teared up when we found out. Like, and baby was like this big. Baby's about this big. Yeah, I figured. But we found out, we went to the ultrasound. We found out mad early. Like, we found out. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how early we found out. It was August, so we would have conceived December. December we would have conceived, I guess, yeah. Or would it be November, I guess. Whatever one it was, we found out in January. Like, early January. Satira took like a test and was like, "Yo, it's going down." And when we went to the office, like the lady was just like, "Yo, if you are, it's pretty early, you know what I'm saying? It's a chance we might not see anything at all. There's a chance, you mean?" Like, and I remember her really like driving at home, like, "You, man. Like, you might not be. Don't get your hopes up. Even if you are, we ain't seeing nothing in this joint. It's way too early." Like, that's the vibe she was giving, basically. And, when she actually started the joint, hold on, y'all. I'm doing two things at once right now. Gotta go. Gotta get it. Yeah, so when she started, she was just like, "Hey man, I know y'all came in here thinking..." I had the camera with me and all that. I was excited. She was like, "I know y'all came in here thinking one thing, but don't." Hold on, man. I think I just did something goofy. Yeah, she was like, hold on, I did, let me delete that. There we go. She was like, "But don't, you might not see it." So then when she started scanning Satira's stomach and all that, she was like, "All right, we got the liver, we got the whatever else," she was pointing out. And then she was like, "There's baby." Soon as she said, "There's baby," I was gone, boss. I was already gone just because, like, I was very aware and, like, understanding, like, and appreciative, like, appreciation you're talking about. I was very all of that from rip, like, from the beginning. I'm like, oh, like, straight up miracle, like, that's it right there. You was sick. Yo, no cap, bro. Before we found out the sex of the baby, bro, niggas was like, because Satara didn't want to know. So she told me I could read it because I made the big deal. I'm like, yo, I want to know. We said we was going to know. I want to know. She and her friends like talked her out of it, like, no, don't know. You gotta do a reveal, all that. But like, and I was like, no, we already said we wanted to know. I'm finding out. So the whole time before I read the Joan that she sent me, in my head, I'm just like, all right, E, just get your mind ready for a girl, cause like, you know what I'm saying? trying to, you know what I mean, reverse psychology this Joan, throw the universe off. I'm like, just get your mind ready for a girl. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a boy. Sure enough. And the way they tell you in the notes is like, it's not really a, you having a girl. It's more like gender is consistent with such and such. Like, I think it was like female or whatever the case was. But it was just like, it wasn't like it's a girl type thing. So I was like, even after I read it's consistent with female, I'm like, oh, it still could be a chance. It still could be a chance. I'm reading it wrong, dog, I swear. Nah, but I'm dummy, son. I'm dumb happy, boy. You mean, I mean, just saying that because we got to. For sure, right? We definitely not. We're not saying that because we got to. Saying that because we mean it. We saying it because we mean it, boss. Hold on, I didn't mean this in that public, ball. Hold on. Y'all posted all these young boy pictures of me, and that's what really jacked me up too. When I was when we first found out and we didn't know the sex, I was looking at all my young boy pictures like, oh, this is the young boy that's about to come into this world, this all that, this all this. And I just said girl, and I was like, dang, I don't know what my baby girl gonna look like. Like, I know I look, I resemble my moms and my sisters a lot, so I'm like, dang, maybe look like them, but I'm like, Satara in there somewhere, it ain't just gonna be me. So, you know, it's always a gamble. Maybe people don't. I shouldn't have said that. Like, it ain't no bad gamble though. It's just a gamble. You don't know. You mean? You don't know, man. That's all. But yeah, man. It's a weird thing to go through. I ain't gonna lie to you. Every parent goes through it. Bad English, sorry. This mic is like, it's on fire. I don't know why my interface wasn't picking up my mic for a while. Because I haven't even been streaming the game lately. Because it's like, maybe I put it too low. Yeah, that's too low right there. Well, let me put the jump back on. Yo, so I do have one joint I wanted to talk about because me and my boys are talking about that at work. I want to hear your opinion on this because you're kind of in the same mood that I'm in as far as like life-wise. Like, got the lady, got the baby set up. You kind of already set in life. Let me get your opinion on this. So, it was a situation. I forget if it was because you just kind of talked about it at work. I forget if it came from a book or a show. But it was a situation where, like, there's a couple. They've been married for like, I think it was like 30 years. Made great bread, all that. Like, they doing fine. He was up. Had a crib, a couple cribs, like vacation cribs and all that. Nice family, children. everything. And to the best of my memory, the dude, the husband, leaves the wife for his secret male lover. I don't know if that matters or not in this story. You tell me. Male lover. You know, after 30 years of marriage, family, like I said, the life they built together, they have all these, they set in life finally. You know, he leaves for his secret lover. And the topic at hand that we were kind of talking about at work was the reason he did leave is because he was said to be unhappy in that life, and he found happiness in this secret lover, right? What's the, is there a right or wrong in this situation? And if there is, where is it at? Where is it at? Where's the right or wrong, if there is one, in your opinion? Now, to preface that question, I argue there is a wrong. I argue there is a wrong on a husband's part. The argument against me was, how can it, like, there is no wrong because he found happiness. He wasn't happy here. He found happiness in his secret lover, and he decided to make sure he was happy in life. Now, my opinion on it was the dude was wrong. The husband was wrong because of the commitment he chose for the rest of his life, right? Now, you could do it. You could dip out and be happy as much as you want. But you are wrong in the sense of you said your vows, you was in front of God with your lady. You was dead. You did that. You know what I'm saying? I need a third opinion on that. Because, like, I'm like, the argument that David was, like, the other people saying against me was like, yo, like, your marriage is like, yeah, until it's not. To put it in short, that's what they were saying to me. And I'm like, no, like, that's what the vows are. That's what your commitment is to. You know, and they started picking up ridiculous arguments as ridiculous to me. Let me say that. I don't want to shit on nobody else's argument. But ridiculous arguments to me, like, oh, well, you know, some people make mistakes in the picking option. Some people, you know, they grow out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stuff like that. And it was just more so like, dang, like, are we really? I am known to not give people a pass when others think they should get one. I'm known to be the guy that's like, no, you said that, stand on it, and just go about it. Like, even if it's wrong, stand on it, because you did that. And the fact that, like, the commitment isn't to, like, a goal or something, like, it's connected to someone else who made the same commitment to you. You know what I'm saying? That we'll stay here, we'll work everything out, no matter what happens, we figuring this out. You know, kind of in the sense of, I know it's, people look at it like sideways, but like kind of in the same vein of a Will and Jada situation, where it's like, even though we trash and we going through this thing where we don't want to stay, you know, contemporary in a marriage, in a sense. I don't know how the hell you want to word it, but we stay in marriage. We figuring this out. Or this is how we choose to live through our marriage out this job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it that way. Like, I'm not opposed. I mean, I guess I am opposed to it. But I'm not saying you have to stay to a serial killer. Technically, I am, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? you with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're wrong in my opinion because you basically invested your life, have a family and everything. But at the same time, you're right because people change for real. After years, I work out. See, that's what I conflict with. So, like, the commitment part, you think the commitment part is to going through life? Cause the fresh start thing, I'm like, damn, like, so it bothers me because it's like, yo, where is the commitment at that point? You get what I'm saying? Like, say you get married, right? The next night, your spouse shoots about 35 people dead in the head. Clearly, something happened. Clearly, but for you not to see that coming, you would have had to ignore millions of red flags, maybe, possibly. Like, that's a very extreme thing, and that's the only way part where I'm like, maybe you get a pass to get out of there. Because, like, that doesn't just happen, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't just happen. Like, something happens. Some red flags are shown. Like, that's what you would have to present to me. That's the case you would have to present to me. Let me say that. For me to be like, divorce is understandable. I see every piece of it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's the standpoint I'm coming from. Is where, like, once you make that commitment, it's like, yo, even if your partner walked out, like, stepped out, we gotta figure this out. Unfortunately, now if you can't figure it out, you can't figure it out. But we gotta figure this out. You mean? Cause it's like that's what we step to at a point. There's a point in it where it's like, life happens. You mean? There's a point where like life happens, and it's like, yo, you chose to go through this with this person. What drove them to this point? Why couldn't you see it? Why couldn't you help them? Like, maybe that half is just turning their back and they're being that way. But like, that goes to them as a person. I feel like you should kind of know who you getting involved with. And I think if you do know who you getting involved with, it kind of like, what's a good word for it? Like, because I'm not trying to say. Ew, this is, it's sticky, you know what I'm saying? It's sticky because I'm not trying to say if somebody goes straight left. I'm not trying to say that somebody cannot go straight left. Let me say that. I'm not trying to say that somebody cannot go straight left on you to where, like, they've been who they are their whole life and then the next day they just murdered 1,000 people. And I keep bringing that situation up because, like, that's the only situation we really think about that's like, I never saw it coming, and wow, we gotta leave this person. You mean? But like, that's the only thing I'm thinking about where it's like, yo, yo, man, you gotta dip out. That's the only thing. So I don't know, man. It's a sticky situation. I ain't gonna lie to you. But my belief system is what we talking about. My belief system is we committed to working this thing out. We committed to figuring this out, and I don't know, man. Maybe that's lost on a lot of people. Maybe it's lost on a lot of people. Because, again, the person who was arguing that with me was like, he brought up arguments of like, oh, well, maybe they don't believe in this. Or like, when I brought up a topic of like, well, when you said your vows in front of God, like, did you not take that serious? And he kind of brought up the idea like, well, dang, maybe they don't believe in God or take their vows that serious. And I'm like, yo, why would you marry someone who didn't take the vows serious? And if you don't believe in God, why are you getting married at all? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not just, you mean? And then he brought up, like, oh, for legality reasons. I'm like, okay, so if you get married for anything outside of you want to spend the rest of your life with this person and you want to make that commitment to them, then you're already wrong. You're already at fault in that sense anyway. So that kind of goes against the whole argument. So it's just like, I forget, man. I forget the book. I wish I remembered it so I can, like, bring it up. But hey, man, it's, I don't know. Like I said, my opinion on that is the dude is wrong just because of his abandonment on a relationship. It's not even just a relationship, on that life in general. Like, you led someone on for a solid 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically wrong to me. Hold on, I can't see. I don't know why does y'all do that. Because in society, can't even hold a conversation. Yo, it's bad, man. Conversation is so needed, and, like, it sucks. Like, I'm friends with so many people, and luckily they can hold conversations. But I get what you mean. Like, I hate talking to somebody that don't know how to hold a conversation. Like, it's rough. It's rough, especially if you're in the dating game. Like, it's, you gotta find a diamond in the rough out this joint. He's still talking to man. Sure, he's like, even when you get in conversation, meaningful conversation, it's really tough. It's really tough. it's really tough. Like, I click with a lot of people because I'm like, you'll find I've run into a lot. Thankfully, thank God. The whole conversation, man, it's like, it's deep. It's deep, man. It's serious. But, man, that was the one joint I wanted to really talk about, because that was, like, really throwing me for a loop. Like, people really believe that. People really, like, it's people out here that really get married for, like, and it's a lot of it, too. It's, like, people that go to church for the Fed. Get married for the Fed. What else? Like, talking for the Fed. Like, I get casual dating, but, like, getting into a legit relationship for fun is out of this world. Out of this world. And I get it, like, people of relationship. But, like, hey man, it's a tragic thing when it goes the wrong way. Hold on, let me see how long we been talking to this, y'all. Oh, we've been talking about, like, 40 minutes so far. We moving. We out here. We getting cracking. I thought, cause Kev, my boy Kev, I'm from Brittany. I thought they was both gonna be in the joint. They're the two people that was like, hey, why you ain't do a pie? I don't know how long. It ain't nowhere to be found. Shady McGee. I posted the joint on Instagram by accident. Oh, look. Nah, man, but back to the baby games, man. I am super, super excited to figure this out. When you get to take a breath, bro. After baby came home, how long was it before you got to go, all right, we back in the swing, or is it still like every second it's like, oh, what's going on? Like, was there is there a relief point, or is it, you know, are you still stressed out, bro? Next time you get in the joint, just you and you might as well. You might as well hop in the FaceTime joint. You might as well. Niggas be I gotta lie to you, John. Niggas don't be driving that much. Oh shit. Niggas don't be driving that much. I don't know when the last time I've been down to to the west. Where is Pinkett still down there? Or do you go to like another state? He out of state again. I ain't see Cook in I don't know how long. I really gotta start hooping again though, cause I need to hoop with y'all bad, bro. I'm gonna get back in shape. This game getting crabby. Gotta start running after this little shorty. Little baby shelter. Nah, bro. But first month or two to you. Okay. 2 months till you get a routine? Easy work. When 2K drop. So that's what I need to build my player, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Matt down here with me? Say no more! I hit him up. It was his birthday yesterday, right? It was his birthday yesterday. Yeah, you need to slide over here. I didn't know he was up here. I hit him up, man. Nah, no lie, though. Y'all gotta slide to the Chris. Can't sleep, nigga. That's what I just asked you, nigga. I'm trying to find out when I can lay my head back, get the 2K popping again. I was expecting a solid 3 months. Yeah, man, cause I'm only gonna be home with Satara and the baby for like 2.5 weeks. Then I'm back to the grind at work. Yeah, man, that's a sham. Oh wait, you say he in West PA. Hike. That's what that sound like. I don't know why. See, niggas, I don't know why when you say PA, I automatically think Philly. Automatically, I was like, oh, that nigga in Philly. He down low. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's a hike. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's Chuck. Oh wait, hold on. I think I saw a Cook down here. But no. That's a bad job. Let's see how I get back. Right. Be different. Yeah. That's facts, man. I ain't gonna lie. My boy Dave, he on his third one. He about to have his third baby. They having a girl. This nigga went to go get a dog. Yeah, I know. I saw Cook on his Instagram. Yeah, my boy Dave went to go get a dog before his third baby. He's smoking something. He's our age, bro. He's our age. I hope you see this too. You're on the stuff, Dave. The powder. You gotta be. I don't even want a dog because it's too much work. Even before the baby, I don't even want a dog. That's most of the time right there. He got the two young bulls. Then he said, oh, a baby coming? Let's go get the puppy. Line it up, Dave. And my man worked mad hours. That's nasty. I'm already trying to catch a lick, rob my first state. Oh, for one young bull, he's nasty. You mean like he's super nasty? No, but this is a solid joint. I ain't gonna lie to you. I miss being on the pod. You get hella Hilaire's in the joint, you mean? Oh, you can actually see the comments in the and restream. That's good. That's cool. I think you could. That's super good. We took them taxes drop. Hey, yeah, Nikki. That's the part right there. That's the part right there. No kids, bro. That's the part right there. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm already checking it out. I'm following my Jones from last year for this year, next year. Because I need that. I need it. Need it bad. Nah, I already know what that's in for. Cause you know, I still play the drums for like shows and stuff like that. Texas been whooping my ass. That baby girl. Yeah, me. Check that off. Check it off. I need it. Need that job. I'm about to get bad. Check it off, boss. I already know what it's about to hit for. And it ain't come too early. It ain't come too early. I need that right before the year up. Right before the year. Give me that. Give me that, man. That's a nasty jump. Oh. No, but I miss doing these jumps. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm mad that my boy Kev and my friend Bertani ain't coming to this jump because they super nasty. They made me get on this jump. I mean, I was ready to hold off on another pie until the baby got here. Had a baby in the camera like this. You know what I'm saying? I was ready for it. But nah, I'm glad I got back on this joint. I ain't gonna lie to you. Let me see. Can I do it next week? I should be able to do it next week. We doing a lot this weekend. Me and Satira. I think we doing a photo shoot tomorrow. Jean jumpers, you know what I'm saying? Keep an eye out. I got my joint behind me. My joint already got delivered. It's on the futon, the jean jumper. You mean? And you see my basement? It looks horrible. And the setup, there's no setup yet. We had the baby shower this past weekend. And Satira just destroyed my area. Just threw everything over here. Just looking goofy. The rest of the basement looks trash. I got mad projects before this baby get here, and she can drop at any moment now, and I feel like, how early, what's the earliest they can drop out? August 20th, bro, my fault. When the earliest they can drop out, though? If we do August 20th, earliest she may drop out, what, August 1st? 2 weeks early? I don't know, bro. But my projects need to be done by August 1st. It's the 12th. I got time, but not that much time. We still gotta build the crib. Her aunt bought it, but we gotta build that joint. I gotta get the mattress for it. I'll probably get that joint next this upcoming week. This nigga said any day. Oh Lord. Hey, I tell you right now, if she had, because we went to the hospital when I was talking about it earlier, that was last week. If she had came out last week, we would have been in shambles. I think Satira said she was putting together her bags and stuff for the hospital today. So we should be fine. We should be fine, but damn it. I don't know. We're gonna have to find out. We're gonna make sure. That's a make sure John right there. You mean that's a little make sure John. Cause we had to come home last week. Oh, so my plan. Let me lay out a thoughtful plan until the due date come up. My plan is, I'm already doing the clothes right now. So I have a baby clothes and all that washed. All her stuff is washed. That's by this weekend, I guess. It's gonna be washed. On my off day, cause I was gonna work overtime next week, but I couldn't find nothing to pick up. So on my off day next week, I'm gonna get this basement together. hopefully we can have a crib here by then. Get the crib together and get me and Sarah's bedroom together, because like, we're going to have to rearrange that so we can put the bassinet and all that in there. And I've been wanting to get the living room together for sure, so that'll be my next job by that weekend. Switch the living room around, well, switch the living room around, set the baby stuff up in there. And then the week after that, if I can finish the basement, I'm gonna do it. Not finish it, but like, I still want. It's almost football season. I need to get the couch and TV down here. I've been holding it off too long, but football season right around the corner. Just set it up for football season, so that way, baby here, we vibing. We vibing on Sundays. We vibing on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. But bro, I appreciate you, bro. I swear to God. I swear to God. Because I know I'm going to freak out at some point. I'm going to freak out. And ain't nobody going to be able to help me out in this joint. Like, I can feel it. So, keep your phone on. You mean, keep your phone near you. I'm not shy to reach out if I'm in dire need. Keep that joint near you, boss. No, but that's my plan. So, for the next 2 weeks, everything should be good and proper. So, Tara got a lot of stuff down here for the baby shower. So, I don't know. I think I'm trashing a lot of this stuff, to be honest with you. I think I am. Mm-hmm. Just looking at it right now, I think I am. I think I'm trashing a lot of this stuff, but I appreciate that, bro. No bullshit. That is, it's not lost on me. It's not lost on me, the village that is needed. The village that is needed, you know what I'm saying? I'll drive to Delaware to drop a baby up. Don't tempt me. You know what I'm saying? I'll drive there to drop a baby up real quick. You know what I mean? We'll around 95 on some stuff. Something serious. Yo, for real, I need to talk to some people. Preferably my aunt or my cousins. Cause Mr. Terry go back to work. That back and forth from her mom crib is gonna kill us, bro. Cause she's just out the way. Not she is out the way, but like where she lives is out the way. Kind of for her. It's not really, honestly. I'm 5 minutes away from work, so like it's a blessing for her, but if I can manage something else. I'll manage something else. I mean, my phone just died now. I'm sick about that. Oh, look how long we've been going. We've been living it up in this jump. Bro, I'm appreciate it. Appreciate you sliding through this jump, but I'm cutting this shit off. We did our number. We did our hour. You mean? No, but for real though, bro, next time it's just us in this jump. Get on FaceTime. Let's chat it out. It'll be love. But thanks anybody for listening to another EDC podcast, bro. We on every podcast platform. We are still on every podcast platform. Audibly, Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, I should say, Amazon Podcasts. Any joint you can get your podcast audibly, we are there. Video will be seen on YouTube, still under my YouTube channel. That is Ian Dunlap or Ian Jones Dunlap or E Don't Care. You can search, I feel like you can search it up under any three of those names. But it is under that, not the gaming channel. Gaming channel is You Don't Care Gaming, but it's not important. You shouldn't be looking at it if you're looking for the podcast. You know what I'm saying? But again, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, Audi.